This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, friends, to another edition of What's On Your Mind. This is Scott Hennen. Glad to have you along for our daily conversation to find out what's on your mind. Phone us up at 800-228-0550. The 24/7 line is 855-200-1776. Did I say those slow enough, Todd? 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to chat with us live on the air. Extension 2, you just leave a message. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can text us, too. We get way, way, way more text than we can read. And we appreciate it because it's feedback and we love it. But we love it if you call. Better chance you're going to get on if you call. Some people don't like to call. I get that. But we do love the dialogue. So phone us up. If you must text us, okay, 701-367-2054 for moi, and 701-226-8503 for Todd. We're going to talk about the Grand Farm today. You know what the Grand Farm is?
It's a great big farm.
It is a great big farm. It will be the world's first all-autonomous farm if the vision comes to life. Soon, Brian Carroll from Emerging Prairie, Director of Operations, Barry Batchelor, will join us as well. An ag entrepreneur that goes back to the Steiger days, Phoenix International, which became John Deere Electronics now, Apario now. Looking forward to that conversation with those two. Chris Berg from Point of View. You watch him at 6:30 on KX4 in the East, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. He'll join us. We're going to talk about a couple of things today, including the odd behavior of the mayor of New York City. I know that'll surprise a lot of you. De Blasio yesterday at Trump Tower. Bizarre. And now there's a little tweet battle going on between Eric Trump and the mayor. We'll talk about that.
The blah, 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 blah.
The blah, 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 Blasio. Yeah.
Bill, the blah, blah, blah.
Exactly right. Although Phil Parker calls Chris Berg blah, 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 blah. I don't think because he disagrees with what he says, just because he talks to me too long. At, about the time I'm supposed to go on the air with Phil. For those of you who listen to 550 KFAR and the wonderful Phil Parker and his sidekick Jesse there, they do a little show preview for us about 8:40 every weekday morning. So when I'm not there, they blame Chris. That's why they call him blah, blah. Were you with blah, 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 Fargo guy? That's what they call him. Anyway, couple things on my mind. I'll be real quick, and then we'll get to it here at 800-228-0550. One is bumper music. We're going to go with all blank bumper music today. Huh? Fill in the blank. You can text us with this. All blank. We don't know. Yesterday, a friend of Todd's, when we were doing the Energy Matters show, suggested that I wouldn't know who Milli Vanilli was. Of course I know who Milli Vanilli is.
I blame it on the rain.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I know who Milli Vanilli is, and we're actually going to go with all Milli Vanilli unless you give me a better idea. So what do you want? All what? Bumper music today. You can text your answers in, and we'll see who wins really, really quick here. What do you want for bumper music today? I don't know why you wouldn't want this myself, because you don't get much better than this.
I can top that.
Green Acres. Yeah. Shout out to that song.
Green Acres is a place to be.
Oh, the Donald Trump Green Acres.
Yeah. Living is the life for me.
There you go, exactly. Donald Trump's version of Green Acres. I love it. Whatever it is, you text Todd or I and let us know. Todd or me, excuse me. Woo. Almost got the buzzer there before I corrected quickly.
I had my finger on it, but I let it go. You corrected yourself.
So on my mind is one, bumper music. Two, our listeners that happen also to be in the ag world, farmers and ranchers. I posted last night a collection of comments that had come in by text and email that were so darn good, I can't even begin to tell you. They really were. Here's one comment that came in. I'm just going to share one right now. And we'll get to a few as we go throughout the program. I've been listening to all of the comments about President Trump's economic battles with China and how the farmers are complaining. He put complaining in quotes. I'm a retired Navy submarine sailor, and when I hear someone say, thanks for your service, I know they have no idea what that service was. I believe they are thanking me for making sacrifices necessary to keep America free and to stand strong against potential enemies. Well, we are in a war with China, economically now, and who knows what later. The president is refusing to continue disastrous trade policies and has decided to fight this war with tariffs. So I say to the farmers, it's your turn to make a few sacrifices so that America could come out on top one more time. I'm reminded of the phrase, one team, one fight. If you respected and supported military people because they made sacrifices for this country, then suck it up now. It's your turn, teammate. What do you think of that? What do you think of that sentiment? Now, I would say, of all the comments we have, and I did a little more math on this last night, we're nearing two-thirds of our listeners that are commenting who, in a sense, agree with that sentiment. That is to say, win this battle. It will stink short-term, but we'll get long-term gain out of it. Basically, you know, one team, one fight. Not fun, but let's fight it. Let's fight it and win the war. Let's suck it up now. And about a third that are saying something different. The category that I put the farmer from Rolette that was on CNBC last night from the soybean board is in the, I'm done. Let's be done. Let's get over this. And he's calculating that there will be too much political loss for the president. So CNBC found that kind of voice in North Dakota rather than this kind of voice, which is not any bit of a surprise for yours truly. I don't know about you, but it's not a big surprise. It's just sort of what they do. It's what they do. It's the media. Go find somebody that doesn't like Donald Trump and put him on TV. I think that's their mission every morning. So that's on my mind, and I would lead you to our Facebook page to find more comments. Some that agree, some that don't agree. You know, big swings are part of farming. Here's somebody that doesn't agree or just wants it to be over, at least. I'm a Trump supporter, but he needs to give a little and cut a deal already. A lot of farmers won't survive another year of these prices. I know of four farmers in a 50-mile radius that the bank sold out this spring. There will be a whole lot more if they don't make a deal soon. Go and check those out on Facebook. All the comments are there. Third thing on my mind, and then we get to your comments. The border. Somebody, I think, yesterday texted, how come I'm not hearing about the border anymore? And it had been all of, I think, 3-4 days since we talked about it. It is a top priority. We have basically taken the sentiment of this audience, and that is to build the wall, build it now, do what Donald Trump promised, and take a look at Fisher Industries. If they can build a mile a day, why wouldn't you put them in there? Senator Hovind has said that. Senator Kramer has said that. Congressman Armstrong has said that. They're speaking for the people of North Dakota. So I have been doing everything I can. If you remember our interview with General Semonite, head man of the Corps, he said, hey, I got a contracting guy you can talk to. I've got this expert here, talk to him. So I've been talking to him, and I've been digging and finding out what's going on. I had a conversation today with a gentleman by the name of General Hoskin. He's the chief of contracting for the Corps. He told me they have a process that they've been trying to stand up where they allocate $5 billion, and as soon as the $5 billion, or as it's funded towards the $5 billion, they're able to pull from a group of people who can move really quick and build the wall, about 12 contractors. He told me today Fisher Industries is in that group. Well, that's progress because previously they've been excluded from the group, and we couldn't find out why. They previously told me that Fisher hasn't bid on jobs. So we go back to Fisher and say, why haven't you bid on the jobs? Well, we've been on it. We gave them an unsolicited bid because the Corps has a real limited group of people they pick from. So we found out, well, that's true, but the Corps hadn't received the unsolicited bid. It was stuck at the Department of Homeland Security. Well, now they have it. Now they're going through it. Chapter and verse. Fisher protested one particular job. The Corps said, Fisher's right. Reopen the bid. Haven't awarded the bid. So, progress.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off-sale or online at crudespirits.com. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So, Millie Vanilli did not win the day.
You know it's true.
Yeah, did not win the day, but I do like it. We'll do another Millie Vanilli day. We got to do a Bee Gees day, but I said the listeners could decide and Alabama wins.
Oh,
Alabama.
Much better.
Yeah, all right.
Much better.
Right,
yeah,
and,
okay.
And the first song suggested for Alabama was 40-hour week, working for a living. Right?
You got it.
Okay, so Alabama it is. Got it. Speaking
of
Alabama.
Bee Gees?
You did. Yeah. Oh, don't even do this to me. Don't even do this to me. Here they go again. Oh, my God.
That sounds like Jive talking to me.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
It's the toast tavern, doesn't it?
Right, right.
You know where they got this from?
Got
the
what?
The sound, the car driving on the way to the recording studio, the bumps in the road, it was kind of making that beat, and they made it out of that.
Wow. Interesting. We're doing a little jive talking today on the radio.
Scott Hannon.
Exactly right. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here, and we want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550 to call us. 701-258-0550. A few texts we'll get to in a minute. Tell me what's on your mind. Brought to you in part by Chose Investments today for more than four decades. Say they've done this long enough to know the real deal. Chose Investments. Bringing plans to life, making dreams come true by delivering expertise and service to folks wishing to buy or sell land. You like that idea? You want to lease some office space? You want to develop office buildings? They know the properties. They know the market. When you look to the future, look to Chose Investments. Bonnie, Scott, and the team are waiting for your call. KJOSinvestments.com. I mentioned Alabama. Did you see what their legislature did? The governor hasn't signed it yet. The governor evidently is researching it down there right now. But, folks, this is how the founding fathers envisioned our government would work, okay? The federal government doesn't get to decide everything. Go look at the 10th Amendment and what they're supposed to decide.
Did you let Nancy Pelosi know about that?
Yeah, I should. A New York Times headline, Alabama lawmakers vote to effectively ban abortion in their state. Well, guess what? That's what they get to decide. They get to decide whether they not. And, you know, the federal government will take a look at it in the form of the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, it's because of quote-unquote settled law that they look at it through that prism. But as much as changed in a scientific way since Roe versus Wade, this is perfectly fine. Makes a lot of sense. Here's what Elizabeth Warren said about it, which makes me believe I know it's great. This ban is dangerous and exceptionally cruel. And the bill's authors want to use it to overturn Roe versus Wade. No, they want to do what the constituents of Alabama want, Elizabeth Warren, which is very different than the constituents of Massachusetts, which is why maybe Alabama should be able to decide for themselves and Massachusetts should decide for themselves.
Alabama!
Exactly right. Alabama.
Thank you, Forrest. Yeah.
Alabama!
So, anyway, I'm glad somebody suggested we play Alabama bumper music today because it reminded me to talk about what they did in Alabama, and I'm very glad they did what they did. By the way, many people are making, oh, it has no exception for rape and incest. Well, this is where science comes in. If you believe it's a life, why do you punish the baby when the creation of the baby happens through a very bad situation? That was invented by people that want abortion. Exceptions. That's who came up with that idea. I added one more thing in my mind. Blame the person that wanted Alabama music. I'm glad it's out there. You tell me if you agree. Tim and Colm, what's on your mind?
I got two song suggestions. One's for the working man and one's for the country. Waylon Jennings sings a song called America. And Aaron Tippin sings a song about the working man. I think it's Working Man Blues or something like that. That's what I've got for today.
All right, well, that's good stuff. We'll put those on the list. We're going to go with all Alabama today because that was what was suggested earlier, but we're going to put both Waylon and Aaron Tippin on your list there, okay? And one of the guys has given us a little flavor of that right now. What else is on your mind, Tim? Oh, that's it. That's it. He wants to talk about music. What have I done? I've created a monster. I just said text me
that's
with your songs.
Your fault.
I know it is, yeah. But here's a text from a veteran, also tied to agriculture. Trump is a very savvy businessman. Let him win. Let him win. We can call all sacrifice for the greater good. We can all sacrifice for the greater good.
I mean, really? You're doing the whole music thing. It's just a tragedy what you turned the show into.
Oh, my God. I want to play Alabama bumper music, and only at a time when the bumper music is appropriately played. After the commercial break, starting a new segment from this point forward. But establish some rules for the boys here.
Really?
CB in Montana, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Enjoy your show over here. Listen to you pretty often. I guess what's on my mind is a couple of days ago, you had a caller that was pretty upset with Trump's trade policy in reference to his soybean. He threatened to boycott Swan Cadillac, one of your sponsors. And that guy needs to put his big boy pants on and suck it up, just like you were talking about a few minutes ago. I'm a veteran. I've put a ranch together, and you've got to suck it up sometimes. And I would like to, support Swan Cadillac because they sponsor you. And it just really irritates me that somebody, it's kind of below the belt when he goes after goes after one of your sponsors because of an opinion you expressed. I just got it off my mind, so that's it.
Thank you very much. And by the way, we've had a lot of comments like that. Folks, somebody last night said, I was going, I forget where you live, but lived in Jamestown or something, and I was going to a different Bismarck dealer. I'm going to go there now. Don't do that. Don't. I mean, that's just sort of petty silliness. You got nothing left, right? I mean, look, all the advertisers are doing is, talking to a very large audience, the largest, thankfully we're blessed, of any other talk show in North Dakota. And they aren't endorsing everything I say or everything every caller says or anything else. They're marketing the products to a large audience. Some people are going to agree, some people disagree. The conversation. So, you shouldn't put it on the audience. That's getting into the pretty petty territory. Where in Montana are you from, CB?
Weibo, it's just across the border from Beach, right on I-94 there.
That's beautiful. Well, keep listening. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for your show.
Thank you. Scott in East Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, that farmers that complain, I'd like to see some numbers. What's their gross revenue and their cost of operating? They complain about money. Let's see some numbers.
Well, I don't doubt with the input costs where they are, with prices where they are, the things are... tight, but that's farming, right? I mean, that's just farming and ranching. Prices go up and they go down, and input costs have gone up. We had somebody yesterday talk about the price of seed, but how much more do you get now out of an acre from the R&D that's gone into seed? So you got to pay for that too, right?
They could try a midnight shift at Crystal Sugar or at Simplot on Gateway Drive, and see how they like that. I mean, it's a rotten way to work in those factories. It's horrible. I've done it.
Yeah, and I've heard other people suggest that. I mean, that's another way to obviously get some income.
I almost married a girl that broke in that swap hole Simplot. It's horrible in there.
Scott, thanks for the call. Got to go.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The State Department is now warning U.S. citizens not to travel to Iraq, saying there's a high risk for violence and kidnapping. The department also ordering all non-emergency U.S. government employees to leave that country as tensions are mounting between the U.S. and Iran. Any employees working in the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and a consulate in northern Iraq have been instructed to leave at once. Live streaming rules are being changed at Facebook after the deadly New Zealand mosque massacre that was broadcast online. Starting today, users who break serious Facebook policies will automatically be banned from live streaming for at least 30 days. The ACLU says it will sue Alabama if a bill that would ban nearly all abortions becomes law. It won final passage last night, and the Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey is now expected to sign it. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time.
Good old Alabama. Thank you for the suggestion, by the way, for lots of reasons today. We appreciate that very much. A texter says, I want to know more about Todd and Schwann's. See what the, you know, old Bob down in Harriet, South Dakota started? It's unbelievable. Tell us quickly, Todd.
You know, there is a brand new 2018 GMC Sierra, just like mine, only in 2018. One more still on the lot because those 2019s, they kind of redid them, and they're fantastic. Plenty of those as well. But even if you're not a GMC fan, you know what? There's plenty of late model used vehicles as well, some with lifetime warranties. Get all the details at JuanBuickGMC.com.
Kyle in Pierce, South Dakota. What's on your mind, Kyle?
Yeah, but that last caller a couple minutes ago wanting some numbers about the farmers taking in the shorts all the time on this and that we should just buck up.
Yeah.
Well, a few years ago, previous administration when Obama was in, we took a pretty good price cut. We had $14 soybeans, 12 to 14. We're down 6-7 right now, but my cost inputs on my corn and my urea was $200 a ton. Now it's over $300. So if I'm just getting back to him, giving him some price of, you know, inputs. Our inputs have been skyrocketing. So we don't make much. We're losing money right now, left and right, which they got to figure something out one of these days, else it's just going to get a lot worse. That's just my two cents.
Right, so more markets would help that, right? And that's why the question
yes,
is...
I'm saying more markets would, but that last caller just kind of rubbed the guy wrong, just saying, you know...
No, hey, I agree.
Making money, you know, your inputs aren't that bad, you're getting more yield, and I just wanted to correct the statement because it was wrong.
Yeah, no, good point, Kyle. I appreciate the call. Thank you. I love hearing from Pierce, South Dakota. We appreciate that. Montana today, lots of North Dakotans as always. Minnesota, you sleeping today or what? 800-228-0550. By the way, I mentioned earlier that we had a lot of really good comments on this, and we're continuing to get them. Somebody yesterday made a very good point about input costs, saying, seed costs are, up. Absolutely. But you're not paying for generic seeds. You're paying for the research and development that went into new generics technology. Last year, this farmer got over 50 bushels an acre for soybeans, 200 bushels an acre on corn. And he says 50 bushel per acre for soybeans, 200 bushels for corn, yields that were unheard of years ago. And when it comes to equipment, you're paying for new technologies like GPS, precision crop management tools, variable rate fertilizing, seeding, etc. So Everything's designed to make you more efficient, more productive. So it's you know, all relative. Anyway, appreciate the comments very much. Speaking of agriculture, we're going to talk a little bit about the future of agriculture today and the Grand Farm Project that I want you to know about. I've had a chance to be out there. Sonny Perdue, the USDA Ag Secretary, was here not long ago. We talked with him a little bit about the operation, and also Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, and others as well saw it. Two folks that have been very intimately involved in this project are with us today. They are Brian Carroll, the Director of Operations for Emerging Prairie. Brian, nice to see you.
Nice to be here, Scott.
Appreciate you being here. And Barry Batchelor, a world-class ag entrepreneur here as well, most recently with Apario, but folks that may know him from Phoenix International and Steiger and many other projects as well. Very nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott.
So how'd this all start? Where did this little idea of a grand farm come from? Brian, I'll start with you.
Well, it started with Barry. So we had a Million Cup event in 2017, and he challenged the community, if we were to declare our major, what would that be? And so the answer was advanced ag technology. And so as a result, we went to work, and we put together a plan, and it was the grand farm. And really what it is a community BHAG for our community, a big, hairy, audacious goal. And we really wanted to focus on what would it be required in order to build an autonomous farm? And so we broke it up into a plan.
So explain this. What is it? What is a grand farm, Barry?
Yeah, so, I mean, what Brian alluded to is that our bones in this area, the soul of the Red River Valley and the surrounding areas, goes back in mechanized equipment, mechanized agriculture for decades. And a community like ours has an opportunity to build on its own DNA. And our DNA is in the soil and in equipment. We talked the other morning about within 200 miles of Fargo, some of the world's great innovations have taken place. Gwinner now has the Bobcat, but that started nearby here. Steiger Tractor started nearby here. And much as what happened in Silicon Valley, where this guy Schottky left from New England and went out to the West Coast, and there was really nothing out there but farm fields at the time, and he started the semiconductor outfit based on transistors, which were pretty new, that just been invented in the late 40s, and this was in the mid 50s. And he brought some bright people out there, and the rest is history. I mean, they spawned a company called Fairchild Semiconductor, which spawned a company called Intel, which spawned Silicon Valley. And over here in this area, we're at the pivot point of starting a new a valley here, sort of a robo-station valley, a valley where the technologies that are incumbent in the world today are coming together and coalescing around a concept of fully autonomous farming. We see the early stages of that today. We see that we have precision farming with GPS locations. We can hold sub-centimeter accuracy in planting. The mechanics of planting have gotten very, very good. The chemistries of planting, the biologies of planting and seeding have gotten very, very good. They've created a green revolution, a secondary green revolution. So we're at the cusp of that. And so when we talked about what would be a major, what would be a focal point, where does the soul of this area of the nation come together as relates to emerging technologies? The answer seemed pretty clear. It seemed that the emergence of highly intelligent farming is in the roots of this area, and so the Emerging Prairie folks, Brian and his team, took this as a challenge, and we've moved forward. It's becoming a very, very interesting and inertial activity.
I want to go back to Brian and have you explain a little bit about where it's at and kind of how you staged this. And recently there's been some, renderings done on what it would look like and kind of the whole idea. But before I want to finish on that fascinating comment about, you know, the ag innovation that has happened within 200 miles of where we sit today along I-29 in Fargo. Why? Why is that? Is it just very savvy farmers? Is it good farmland that has allowed the development of farms? How is it that we've been this leader on ag innovation?
Yeah, I believe that the people who settled in this region in the 1800s came with a will and a requirement for hard work and focus on innovation. I think that this was not a simple place to grow up. I mean, as the nation expanded and moved west, and you entered the Red River Valley and the prairies and so on to our west, the winters are not benign. It's real. If you're going to live in a place like this, you need to work hard. You need to be innovative. You need to be able to create from the soil and from the area a means to succeed and to grow. And I think that carried. We hired at our businesses, Phoenix International and others. We've hired hundreds and hundreds of people from these areas, and they come with this. Many of them from the areas. Come with this strong work ethic. We talk about it all the time. We talk about the ability of these people to think ahead, to do problem solving, and I think it's just an inherent component of this of the social structure in this area.
I love it. Have you ever been to the Hawk Museum up by Wolford, North Dakota?
I have not. No,
it's really a neat place, and we're going to go out there actually in June. But it's where I first sort of just, and I'd known the story about the brothers in Rosse that really were working on replacing the wheelbarrow, basically with the very beginnings of the Bobcat.
Kellers,
yeah, the Kellers down there. It's a neat story of how it all started. And then they met up with Melrose and started marketing it, and became Bobcat. They have a fancy name, but you know, it was basically some guys in a garage just putzing around trying to figure stuff out.
They sold over a million of those machines, if you can imagine.
That's unbelievable. And out at Hawk Museum, the same thing. They have a we're gonna be there in June actually. On Friday the 14th, but they have an antique farm machinery a big event there, and they have all these things that they've just made over the years. They just came up with these ideas of different things that they've done, and it really is an unbelievable innovation. Brian, one of the things that strikes me is this connection to the Silicon Valley and how really everybody knows how computing and what we know today was sort of born out of that. Well, same innovation can happen here. I mean, this has already received attention from the Silicon Valley, your project, right? I mean, the plug-and-play folks were here. Explain what they do.
Yeah, so when you look at the context of the plan, we have it broken up into five pillars. The first one is to create a world-class ecosystem that's locally here, but also nationally and globally. And the second piece is to have a innovation platform. And so we started to partner with groups that were within the state, and it took us to Sunnyvale, California, to meet this company called Plug and Play. And what they are is a business accelerator. They have over 900 companies that they've accelerated. First one was Google. I mean, and if you think about that, the level of capital investment that they can bring to the equation and how they can help early stage companies is really what is probably one of the biggest needs that we have in order to get to the Thomas Farm. And so we met with them. They came to Fargo. We introduced them to our startup community. We introduced them to Million Cups. We had our launch party, and they walked away impressed. And what they want to do is they want to come to Fargo and start an ag vertical. And what they need is corporate engagement. And so that's where we're at right now, trying to find corporate partners that we can work with to bring plug and play in. What they'll do is they'll address that venture capital gap that we have within the community. But more importantly, they'll network us to the globe, right? So not only just regionally, but nationally, but also to the world as well.
Wow. And, one of the representatives of Plug and Play was here at the kickoff party, and you could sense his excitement for this project and also for this part of the world, which was kind of neat.
It was great. We invited probably 50 people to that party. 150 people showed up. We invited 10 startups. We actually had interest from people from Baltimore, Iowa, Nebraska. They came on 2 days' notice in order to be there. We invited the investment community as well. We had over 7 companies that were there looking for potential investments. It was fantastic.
It really is. All right, more of our conversation with these two gentlemen on the innovative idea of a grand farm. If you have a question or comment, that's certainly welcome. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or give us a call, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. By the way, you got a 2-pack of MyPillow Premiums now for $69.98, only $34.99 a pillow. Best deal ever.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, play me some mountain music. You asked for Alabama, you got it, by the way, today on What's On Your Mind. We're talking about Grand Farm, an all-autonomous farm. Wrap your mind around that. Pretty amazing. By the way, I forgot to tell you, use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-9028 to get that great radio or TV offer. It is, it's fantastic. We love our partners here to give you really good deals. Same with Mineral Tracker, by the way. Have you checked out that Mineral Tracker app? If you have minerals, this is helping mineral owners organize, audit, track income for your royalty interests on a very affordable and easy-to-use platform. It is a Watford City-made app. In fact, I've heard some people say Watford City may be the new Silicon Valley pretty soon. It's going to happen, I'm pretty sure, because they're inventing apps there now. And this app is actually one that can save you and make sure you're getting everything you're due. So it's pretty darn important. It's $99.95 a month for the app and all of the data. If you want to try it, you can do it actually free for 30 days and then check it out yourself. There's also a free version of the app as well. You don't get as much information, obviously, but that's worth checking out, too. MineralTracker.com. All right, back with our conversation with Barry Batchelor and also Brian Carroll from Emerging Prairie. We're talking about the Grand Farm Project today on the program. Steiger is sort of what started all this in a big way, I guess, and Bobcat, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Steiger, Doug and Maurice Steiger, back in the mid-50s, they wanted to have a high-horsepower machine. There wasn't really anything available in that category. They built one for themselves, and then they built one for their neighbors, and then a couple other neighbors came by, and they started up the operation on the farm there, and pretty soon it just outgrew them. And then as we talked about with Silicon Valley, where there's this waterfall effect of people from businesses cascading into other businesses, the folks who had commercialized the Bobcat, the Melrose, they came in and got together with Doug and Maurice and brought the business to Fargo. And I was fortunate enough to start working there in the late 70s. And it was just this amazingly creative space. We would turn out a brand new tractor design about every 18 months. It was a crazy, exciting, wonderful place to work for young engineers.
What's amazing is when you think about that innovation, and yet what you're still seeing, the people that started Steiger are still alive to be able to see now, what Phoenix International, John Deere Electronics has done, and what's on the drawing board with you guys.
It moves quick.
It's amazing. What are you trying to solve, Brian? Is there a problem you're trying to solve here?
If you look at it from a national problem, we're going to have 2 billion more people coming onto the planet, so there's going to be more mouths to feed. And then also we have a labor shortage as well. And so when you couple those two things, automation is going to be important in order to address that. And also the way that jobs get done. They need to be done more effectively and more efficiently. And what this will do is create more opportunities and jobs for people to participate in.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. And essentially you aren't trying to replace farmers. There's going to be lots of people still physically doing this, but they need to do that much more. This just extends what they could do.
Yeah, it would be a more efficient process, more effective, and plus the nature of the job is going to change as well, especially as these things come on. It's going to be cheaper. Equipment prices will come down. They'll get smaller as well. Potentially more people can actually be involved from a farming perspective. Just give you an example. Like my father and mother-in-law, they live in southern Minnesota. It's expensive, the cost of equipment, but I'm able to farm there because I can borrow their equipment. And so I'm going to do about 110 acres with my brother-in-law. As prices come down, that type of model can happen for others as well. It doesn't just have to be, a family relationship.
So, Barry, farmers should embrace this, is what you're saying.
Right. I think it's any high production farmer today recognizes what Brian says. It's really during the peak times of the season, during spring's work and fall's work, the labor shortage becomes apparent. And where it used to be that, you could throw a stone and hit the next farmstead, today farms are getting larger. They're having less children, going to the neighbor's boys and having them help you put a crop in or take a crop out. Not quite so easy anymore. So being able to automate some of these functions, being able to have the opportunity to have equipment on the field, for example, grain carts, that are summoned by the machine as it's moving. There's no driver. They come up to the field. They align with the machine and harvested goods are deposited in that cart. The cart goes to a staging area ultimately. It'll go on highway and it'll go back to the farm, where it'll deposit its load. All of those things are in our future. They're some years down the road, but those are going to be a necessity in modern farming because of the lack of opportunity for young people.
And that's the beta testing, for lack of a better term, you'll be doing at the Grand Farm, actual physical land south of Fargo?
Absolutely. And that's why it's important to bring everyone together. So that's what the makerspace, the test site's designed for, is to bring organizations to solve problems. And so this is where collaboration is going to take place. This is where new startups are going to occur. And this is going to be an environment in which people can think about the future and how they operate and how they connect with each other. One of our first thoughts when we thought about the makerspace was kind of patterned around the Epcot Center in Florida. Experimental prototype community of tomorrow. We want to replace that with the farm of tomorrow. We want that to look like what the farm is going to be, what it's going to look like, and really inspire a generation of kids so that they can start to engineer solutions around that.
I know we didn't get to all five pillars today, but folks can find out more about this. You got a website up.
We do. Right? Yeah, it's just grandfarm.com.
Grandfarm.com. You can see the renderings that are out now as well. We'll continue to follow this closely. Also, Fargo Inc. is doing a really neat thing. They're putting out an issue entirely devoted to this project. Is that out yet? It's coming out here soon, I think, right?
The digital version will be out this week, okay. And the printed version will be out next week.
All right, so watch for that, too. You'll learn a ton from that as well. Thanks a ton. Really appreciate all the great innovation and energy into this project. Great to see you.
It's a very exciting thing, and we appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to see you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.